Should have known your black ass would be all up in my face. That's TNB, my friend, TNB.
For schnizzle, my nizzle.
The k sound comes at the end. The S sound comes in the middle. But what do people say? X, yes. I need all of you right now on the count of three to say ask on three. One, two, three. Very good.
He asked me, what can you do?
Tell you something, I'd be hip-hopping and having a good old time eating gizzards.
Are you serious? Do you know that you can't talk to me like I'm from Brooklyn?
In the area I grew up in, we talk slang. We don't talk proper English.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
Sounds racist.
TNB.
A nigga looking at a nigga.
You racist pig.
TNB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking nincompoop fucking poop.
Ma'am, step back. Step back.
Stupid bitch.
Barbecue. Fried chicken. Chitlin. Hush puppies. Watermelon for dessert.
Man, that's a waste of watermelon when all you got to do is pick it up like it's here. Look at this.
TNB.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be crazy.
Oh, mammy.
TNB.
Nappy headed hoes there. I'm gonna take that.
TNB.
I want to go. I want to go.
TNB.
This is all me up in here. You handle that.
TNB.
Yeah, you win because you're so much louder than me.
TNB.
I'm so used to this nigga's good and crazy.
TNB.
This ain't pop about the blue. You ain't think, well, I'm gonna come to jail and this is what I want to do. You ain't know you was gonna be cupcake.
What are you talking about?
Oh, wait a minute.
Fuck what you think, bitch!
Come again? What the hell are you talking about?
I just don't see what's wrong with me being black and loving what I like. Chicken, so what? I like watermelon. I like weave hair. I like videos. I like BET.
That's okay.
You don't like it?
Shut the fuck up!
It breaks. It's Monday, January 20th, 2014. Coming up on this very special Martin Luther King Jr. edition of TV, we revisit some old friends who helped keep Dr. King's dream alive.
Your daddy, I'll suck your big black dick for $2.
Yeah, basically what we're going to do here is play awful clips of black people for about a half hour. All of this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
Oh, shit.
Crime for nigga dick.
He's a jackass.
Cut the water off!
Homosexuals.
Oh,
Lord,
when the boss hit my clit.
Why this man had to have such a sweet rectum?
Lay that black pipe in my rectum.
Because his nuts start quivering and then his dick got hard.
Here we go. Hey, freaks, Dimension with you back for the Monday edition of DV. At the top of the program, I just want to make it clear that I am not a racist. I realize it's usually racists who have to clear their name like this. But you guys know me. I have no qualms with the blacks. I'm happy they got their freedoms or whatever it was they were fighting for. I know it has something to do with drinking fountains. Whatever. The African American loves their water. I saw that in a nature show once and I was blown away. Blacks, they're just like us. Now, I know it seems like I'm kind of picking on African Americans today, and maybe I am. But it's only because I love you. Look, I've got a lot of black listeners. If I was really racist, I would be scared shitless about them retaliating against me. Truth be told, I've got material on gays. Oh, you wait until Gay Pride weekend. And when is the Chinese New Year? Because I've got a whole week's worth of material on the Asians. And for those of you who say I don't make fun of white people enough, I've got one word for you. Florida. Home to some of the dumbest white people in the world. All right, so let's get into today's program right now. Sorry, black people, for what I'm about to play. But, you know DV's mantra, no mercy, take no prisoners, etc. All right, here we go. I thought today would be a perfect opportunity to play some of my favorite clips featuring black people. And at the top of the list, I think we've only played this once on the show, is the black teenager who is live streaming, doing a little web show, and her mom is answering questions that people are sending in, and they're all about sex. What's great is she does not care that her little teenage daughter is sitting right there. She talks freely about shit and threesomes and squirting.
It wasn't just me and a woman. I've done threesomes, foursomes. My fantasy is to do a sevensome.
Now, the daughter is silent. Listen.
Not all women.
God, I'm regretting this.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Yeah. I just learned that my mom wants a gangbang.
I'm very open.
8 cocks in her various holes.
You want me to tell you where the 7 people will go?
Yes. Oh, I don't think your daughter does, but I do.
I said, yeah.
I'll let you figure it out. But it's a spot for every person.
Mm-hmm.
Where will the other 2 go?
You can't figure it out, figure it out.
I can think of 5.
5?
I can't think of 2 more.
I'm a woman, and there are 7 men. Think.
Hands?
I should think of 5. Where will the other 2 go?
Think.
In your ear?
Think. I'm covering everything.
Ew.
Why didn't anyone who was watching this live stream call Child Protective Services?
But I don't fuck with animals.
Oh. We found her moral compass.
What else they asking me?
Next question.
Does she like it in the butt?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh,
couple more years of therapy added to her tab.
Baby. You ought to try it sometime. It's gonna hurt at first, but once you keep doing it, it's right on. But you gotta start off real slow because it hurts like hell. But once you get used to it, have your business.
This has been another installment of Anal Sex Tips with your mother.
Ask her what that thing tastes like. Ew!
Well, I'm gonna be honest. Every woman has tasted her own thing, whether they believe it or not. Because when a man sticks it in a woman, and then a woman gives him a blowjob, she's tasting her shit.
And there you have it.
Do you squirt?
I'm guessing yes on this one.
No, baby, I don't squirt. I come all over the place.
Ah. I think we've heard enough from Mom. Moving on, one of the segments we used to play a lot here on Distorted View was called Black Friday.
No more fear. Black Friday's here. So hot, yet so cool. Foxy, black and bad. It's time to get it on.
Yes, Black Friday was a segment where every Friday we would play a blaxploitation film trailer. There's a lot of good ones out there, like...
What is the Monkey Hustle?
Hey, brother, what it is?
That's right. There's a movie featuring black people called The Monkey Hustle. Sometimes, blacks, you're your own worst enemy.
Ghetto Freaks explodes on the screen with excitement never before shown in a motion picture. Ghetto Freaks exposes the sensuous facts of taking over a white commune and turning the white chicks into soul sisters.
Winner of 18 Academy Awards. They swept the awards. They won every single one of them. All right, and of course, one of my favorites.
Caution. If you are turned off by the truth of what's happening on the street today, turn your attention away. Nigga Lover, the movie they tried to stop.
That's right, Nigga Lover. I like it just for the title alone. But we featured a lot of blaxploitation films over the years. Ghetto Freaks, Scream, Blackula Scream, Boss Nigger was the original, Disco 9000, Trick Baby, Coffee. You know why they call her Coffee, right?
They call her Coffee, because if you jab her, she'll... Creamy.
They also call her Coffee because she has to wear a filter in her panties. Otherwise, her underwear gets stained. Another one of my favorite blaxploitation films is Black Mama, White Mama. And I'll tell you why. It's because the races come together in an environment that is incredibly stressful. I'm talking about prison here. Now, you'd think you'd want to stick with your own race. I always hear about that. You know, the whites stick together, Latinos have their own group, and the blacks are separate from everyone else. But in Black Mama, White Mama, the races come together. It's time to heal.
Okay, move along there.
Black Mama, White Mama, two of the toughest chicks ever put behind bars. Fate tossed them together in the same prison, but their color kept them apart until they escaped. Chained together at the wrist.
Oh, they're chained together. I was wondering why the white woman was hanging around with this broad. I mean, if you get caught and you're white, you're just going to get a little slap on the wrist. If a black is involved, though, holy Christ. Congratulations, you've just been upgraded to a lifetime sentence. All right.
Black mama, white mama, with nothing to go back to, nothing up front but trouble.
And puppy dogs.
Black mama, white mama. They endured every humiliation imaginable in a woman's prison, and now they were free, 1,000 miles from nowhere, bound together by chains, hate, and the erotic desires a woman gets after 1,000 nights without a man.
You know the black woman made the white woman eat her out, because she's black, and if you don't eat her out, she'll cream you.
See, black mama, white mama.
I guess either way she's going to cream you. Isn't that right, Black Mama?
No, baby, I don't squirt. I come all over the place.
I stand corrected. I think we found our lead actress for the remake of Black Mama, White Mama. All right, so there you go. Moving on now. While Glenn Miller is not black, he certainly has some opinions on blacks. He actually ran for Congress. I mean, you know, he was a write-in candidate. No one really took him seriously. Here's one of his ads.
Hey, white man, millions of young white men have been raped by racist blacks in prison.
They're not racist black men. They're just horny. We just learned about this from Black Mama, White Mama. It's all about the erotic desires a man gets after 1,000 nights of, you know, being without a woman.
Hundreds of thousands more are raped by blacks each year. Google prison rapes for proof.
Which I did. And it's a lot of porn that comes up. I don't know what Glenn Miller was suggesting when we searched for that, but I lost several hours of my life. And to be honest, a great quantity of my semen.
Blacks protect each other, whites don't. It's the same everywhere.
Now, I'm going to stop you right there, Glenn. By your tone, it seems like you think that's a bad thing, that blacks stick together. I wish whites would stick together. We don't give a shit about anyone, including our own kind. Other ethnic groups, at least, have a sense of community.
Let's unite and fight back. Go to WHTY.org.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Whites, let's get together and form a group. That usually works out pretty well, huh?
Paid for by the committee to elect write-in candidate Glenn Miller to the U.S. Senate. Margaret Miller, Treasurer.
Yeah.
This is Glenn Miller, and I approve this message.
That's the whole committee. It's him and his wife. Can't believe he wasn't elected into office. All right, a couple more clips here. This one we've played a few times, but it's right up there. These are all my favorite black clips today. You all remember the black grandma having nightmares.
What's wrong?
The hair on my head! You better get that shit straight, Chris!
Who is Chris?
He know who he is.
He knew who he is. I think she's talking about Chris Rock. I think she's having a dream about him.
Christopher Columbus come over here with that bullshit, trying to corner them in and out of that goddamn land. You ought to go back to Mexico.
Although I don't think Chris Rock is from Mexico.
Yeah, Alamo, you motherfucker. David Crockett got that shit right in goddamn head and possum.
Chris Rock and Davy Crockett.
Ain't no such thing as a possum and good lucky shit. All that bullshit. You better go somewhere.
Your grandma's dying.
Get that shit together. Get it straight.
She needs to call 911. Something is really wrong with her.
That's dead. Come down here and help us. The North had to come out and help us through some damn savages. We were stupid.
Now she's talking about slavery.
Chris Rock and all of them.
See, Chris Rock, I knew it. Go back to sleep, Graham.
Got babies died. Turning over ships and stuff, tearing up everything. It ain't time for that bullshit. Don't go to America. Fuck y'all. Go somewhere else.
She's mad at someone coming to America.
I'm talking about them ass take it in the damn gonna be a star and all that shit from Africa.
The Aztec Indians are from the Americas, Randy.
I know it, but they it's in their head. The messed up stuff. That you can't trust them all.
The Aztecs didn't mess anything up. What are you talking about?
Can't trust the Aztecs.
That's the same thing. The Aztec Indians are not Spaniards.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They white and they black.
She's obviously awake now. She's having a full-on conversation with this kid about Aztec Indians. She's just getting some of her facts mixed up.
Okay, the Aztecs weren't white, and they're not Spanish. They were natives.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. I'm sorry, Chris. Granny don't feel good.
She knows something's wrong with herself now, but she's still referring to her grandson as Chris, and that's not his name. All right, one more clip, and then we'll get into the news. This is a real oldie but a goodie, the Angry Black Evangelist.
Who created your ass? I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
No, this is from a public access television show. And you know how you can tell it's a public access show? Because the telephone system isn't working very well. You can't hear the caller, which is always the case. I know these public access channels have very limited budgets, but when all of your shows are call-ins, you know, you gotta make sure that's the one thing that should be working properly.
The devil is a motherfucking liar. So you know I ain't worried, bitch. Stupid bitch.
He's quoting Corinthians here.
Look at that. I'm provoking that, huh? That I'm making motherfuckers just hate God more. I'm provoking that, huh? You goddamn devil worshiper, you ain't got no excuse.
I just like when he starts laughing.
Motherfucker, you ain't coming in you come in the name of Satan. I guess if you like a house nigga and won't go competitive, if I say I'm God, then I guess you have to take the side of Satan, huh, motherfucker? Stupid bitch. It's not of competition, it's of cooperation. Stupid ass house nigga. I can't see you though, bitch. You see me? I'm all out. I make my ass very available.
You stupid house nigga. Coming up next, community outreach and spreading the word of God through witness. You stupid ass bitches. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Grabbing a totally new bargain sale at the Distorted View store for a limited time. Most of the items in the store are marked down. It's a great time to purchase t-shirts, hats, stickers, cups, whatever. Check out distortedview.com/store. And with every purchase, you will get a couple of Distorted View Evil Grin logo stickers. So that's very cool. Check it out, distortedview.com/store. And if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up, because this week, even more Sideshow content. Keep in mind, the schedules have changed a little bit for DV. Tomorrow we'll be back, but Sideshow Freaks will be getting an extended episode of DV. Then on Wednesday, I'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive program. Thursday, we'll be back with a free show for everyone. And on Friday, once again, another Sideshow exclusive program. So if you want to catch all of DV, you got to sign up for the Sideshow. It's very inexpensive. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, seems like everyone's talking about these gummy bears that are causing some problems. Haribo? I don't know how to pronounce it. Haribo gummy bears implicated in gastric exorcism. I heard about this from a friend this past weekend. He's like, you got to get on Amazon, look up the 5-pound bag of Haribo gummy bears, the sugar-free variety, and read the reviews. Which I did, and they're hilarious, and I'll read a few of them to you in just a second. But then a bunch of news stories started popping up about the gummy bears, and Vice did a column where one of their reporters ate a bunch of the gummy bears just to see what would happen. Things did not end well for him. All right, it's a cutesy brand of sweets marked with the tagline, "Kids and grown-ups love it so." But the happy world of Haribo has suddenly clouded over after the tiny gummy bears reportedly caused gastric exorcism in dozens of Amazon reviewers. More than 100 people wrote graphic description of the carnage they claim was caused to them by way of their consumption of the sugarless Haribo gummy bears. The reviews were tacked on to a product page for the catering size bag, a bulging 5-pound plastic-coated wad, which contains over 1,000 gummy bears. They're sweetened, not with sugar. You know, like I said, it's a sugar-free variety. So they're sweetened with lycosin, an artificial sweetener, which is known to have a laxative effect. Now, I'm guessing that eating just a few gummy bears isn't going to cause a problem. But much like the Wow potato chips of the 90s, if you eat too many, you're going to experience some problems. And like potato chips, gummy bears, you know, you don't think to stop yourself. They're just so delicious. You just keep eating and keep eating. And before you know it, you've eaten 100 and your ass is on fire. Now, I'm going to put a link on the show notes today to the Amazon reviews here, but here are just a couple. Not long after eating 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweating, bloating beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside me. Then came the flatulence. Heavens to Murgatroyd, the sounds like trumpets calling demons back to hell. The stench like 1,000 rotten corpses vomited. I couldn't stand to stay in the room for fear of succumbing to my own odors. But wait, there's more. What came out of me felt like someone tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear, my sphincters were screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste. 100% liquid. Flammable liquid. Napalm. It was actually a bit humorous, for a nanosecond, as it was just beyond anything I could possibly imagine, and it went on for hours. I felt violated when it was over. Another review has the headline, I'm pretty sure I lost a kidney. I nearly shat myself inside out. Pretty sure I crapped out a kidney or my spleen. I definitely heard the distinctive ching of that penny I swallowed back in 82, and I can now fit back into the jeans I wore in high school, so not all bad, I suppose. There are hundreds of these reviews, by the way. I'll read one more. Never have I seen so much mass come from a hole since the 1980 eruption of Mount St. Helens. If you enjoy projectile diarrhea, look no further. Never in my life would I imagine a rainbow delight of cute little gum-gums would cause such a volcanic eruption. My toilet being the receiver of my pain. Being the great friend that I am, I decided to share my lovely treats with everyone, so I made a decadent plate of vodka-soaked gummies to bring to a friend's birthday party. The aftermath? Long story short, I have no more friends and will be ordering more gummies. This might be good to include in my weight loss regimen, you know, between working out, my legal meth. I think these gummies could help me out. Although, reading another review here, the result is a burning, stinging diarrhea that lasts for a minimum of an hour. The burning isn't quenched by water, milk, or anything you will try. It is only alleviated by time. That time is usually a couple of days. It hurt to sit, and it hurts to stand. The only comfort was to not do anything. I tried to shower, and the burning just turned into painful stinging. Don't buy these unless you love pain. All right, buy some Vaseline with this. It can help cool the pain, but it won't take it away. So there you go, Haribo gummy candies. Look for the 5-pound bag of sugarless gummies. Second story we have for you today. Oh, real quick, just to end this talk of sugarless gummy bears, I mentioned that Vice did a piece, and I think the guy who wrote this Vice piece was a Distorted View listener, because he did this cool thing where he actually audio recorded his shit. This sound is all you need to know about the sugarless gummy bears. Proceed with caution. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Cincinnati, Ohio. An opera singer's career is threatened by flatulence, an incontinence caused by a nurse midwife who botched an episiotomy done without consent during childbirth. Amy Herbst, Amy Herbst and her husband, Army Staff Sergeant James Herbst, sued the U.S. Government in federal court. Herbst who has sung with the Nashville Opera, claims her career has been put on hold due to injuries caused by a nurse midwife at the Blanchfield Army Community Hospital during the delivery of her first child. Her first stage of labor lasted 3 hours and 30 minutes. Her second stage lasted 50 minutes. Certified nurse midwife Tiffany Williams reported in plaintiff Amy Herp's medical record for the admission at the BAC, which is the Blanchfield Army Community Hospital, that she performed a midline episiotomy. Thereafter, a male infant was delivered. He weighed 7 pounds, 11 ounces. CNM Williams reported repairing the episiotomy with the following annotation in the medical record. Midline episiotomy with second degree extension repaired with 3-0-whatever, Vicryl. They're using Velcro now to fix these things. I gotta be honest, I have no idea what I'm reading here. At no time during the labor and delivery process was plaintiff Amy Herbst informed about the possible need for this or the risks and benefits of an episiotomy. At no time was she asked to consent, nor did she consent to the performance of an episiotomy. Further, no physician was called to assess or repair, and no physician assessed or repaired the episiotomy. Now she farts out of control. She's just, every time she takes a step, more farting. Herbst claims that after she was released from the hospital, she began to experience fecal urgency. Been there. And incontinence, including periodic leaking of stool and excessive flatulence. Have you been eating a lot of sugarless gummy bears by any chance?
Christian now fears his flatulence.
I would fear it too if I had fecal urgency. And occasionally I would just start shitting everywhere. She explained her symptoms to a different nurse midwife at her follow-up appointment and say she was told that she suffered a complete breakdown of the episiotomy and perineum, and the external sphincter is disrupted and the vagina and rectum are basically connected. Oh my God, what the fuck went on? A colorectal surgeon at Vanderbilt University Medical Center told her she would need reconstructive surgery to repair the damage, you know, and to separate her pussy and asshole, but that this would likely not eliminate the lack of control of, flatulence and shit, and she may require additional surgeries in the future. Quote, plaintiff Amy Herbst was also advised that once the repair was performed, all future pregnancies would require delivery by cesarean section. Yeah, you can't push. You'll break open the stitches that are holding your asshole and your cunt apart. All right. When the plaintiff expressed her concern regarding the risks of her singing career posed by cesarean section, healthcare providers encouraged her to consider potentially delaying the procedure until she completed all of her reproduction. Accordingly, plaintiff Amy Herbst elected to postpone the repair of her perineum and anal sphincter. As a result of her incontinence and excessive flatulence, plaintiff Amy Herbst has been unable to work as a professional opera singer, so she's seeking $2.5 million in damages. That's what a blown-out pussy and asshole is worth, apparently, so good luck with that. And finally today, freaks, Office Max is in some trouble, and not just because their business is dying, because no one's going to these stupid office stores anymore. Office Max puts, quote, daughter killed in car crash on a letter to the grieving dad. What? Mike Say, whose teenage daughter died in April in a car crash, was shocked to see that information on the envelope under his name. Care of dad of daughter killed in car crash. The company blamed the mistake on a third party. Sure, a Chicago area couple who lost their 17-year-old daughter in April received a shocking piece of mail on Thursday. To be fair, though, I'm looking at this envelope, and yeah, it's in bad taste, but you got yourself a $10 off coupon. All right, the letter from Office Max was addressed to Mike Say, daughter killed in car crash. Why would they have that type of information? Why would they need that? Office Max knows way too much about everyone. Say said in an interview with NBC5. What purpose does it serve anybody to know that? Ashley Say was in the passenger seat of her boyfriend's SUV when it veered off the road and struck a tree. Both teens were pronounced dead on the scene. Now, this is ridiculous. Now, think about this for a second. This guy gets this horrible letter. Office Max is sending him a letter, and underneath his name it says daughter killed in car crash. So he goes to the news. He's upset about this. All right. The news says, all right, we're going to do a story. And so this guy's like, all right. And he's waiting for this newspaper I guess the New York Daily News or whoever, to write this. I'm sure he's looking at the paper every day. Is it in today's paper? Right? And then in the news article, there's a giant picture of the car crash, the mangled vehicle that the girl was in. And underneath it says Ashley was 17 when she died in a car accident. I mean, I know this news story is kind of about that, but it's not really. You know, it's about this guy and his beef with Office Max. So now the father has to look at this mangled car where his daughter was in. All right, the distraught father contacted the Office Max call center, and the employee said she was informed that, quote, it was impossible. This can't be happening. Office Max, which is based in Illinois, blamed a third-party mailing list provider for the insensitive mix-up. We are deeply sorry for Mr. Say and his family to receive this mailing from us. Here's a $10 off coupon. And we're reaching out to Mr. Say to convey our sincerest apology on this unfortunate matter. Office Max said it's looking into the incident and believes it was an inadvertent error. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, we're going to check in with my freaks here, see what they're up to. Yes, caller?
Jagu Timmy Boo, Haley's Comet calling up with a quick update on the unofficial Distorted View Bar Guide. The release date has been set, February 14th, 2014. That's right, Valentine's Day.
Nice.
La Sexoflex has submitted their own list of drinks for potential inclusion in the book, and I am working on my own version of the Burger in Your Butt Martini and the Toxic Shock Syndrome.
Oh, good.
But wait. There's more.
Oh.
The book will be updated as time goes by as I add drinks, graphics, and photographs. But if you buy the book now at the low introductory price of $2.99, you will get the subsequent editions for free.
Am I getting a cut of any of this?
You'll get a little notice on your...
I mean, I know I didn't do any of the work, but he's kind of using the Distorted View name. Did I say he could do that?
Sure, that tells you a new version of...
I guess if he calls it the unofficial Distorted View Guide, he can get away with it.
Would you want to download it?
Well, if you make lots of money, I expect a cut.
February 14th.
I'll sue
2014.
You. All right, everyone, check out the unofficial Distorted View Bar Guide with drinks from Haley's Comet and, of course, the Sexaflex, apparently.
Hello, Tim. I haven't called in before, but this is the first time.
Hey.
I just wanted to say...
Hello, my future girlfriend.
I extremely miss the morning sickness. You stopped it in November.
I did stop it in November.
But why? You really, really, really need to bring it back.
I explained why. It was too much work for not enough payoff. Although I will say this, I do miss doing the program as well.
It's a glorious thing.
And all I can say is stay tuned because I have some things in the works.
Hi, Timothy James Henson.
And you should really be a Sideshow member because anything I do from now on is going to be for Sideshow Freaks.
And slows. And I'm calling because I had a you-know-you're-a-freak-win moment just now.
Yes, Cranium.
So, I was at the grocery store, and I was purchasing beer, pretzels, and ice cream. You can mix those together for a fancy treat. Anyway, I noticed that the moms were pulling their children away from me as I approached them. And I think that that was partly because of you. You led me to not take care of myself. I'm much more depressed all the time.
I would like to see before and after pictures. Like, before you started listening to Distorted View, find a photo of you from several years ago, and then I want to see a current one, and I'll see if you've really let yourself go.
These things added up. And
I'm always saying my listeners sound depressed.
I can't.
That kind of makes sense. They'd be sloppy. They'd really let themselves go.
Society anymore. So, anyway, I'm glad I paid for a lifetime membership when I did. I'll probably be jobless and homeless, but...
Sounds like you might commit suicide, so it's actually a good idea that I offer these lifetime memberships, because who knows how long you guys will be around.
Hey, Tim. Choppy Pootsie. First off, I have two phone numbers saved under your name in my phone, and I don't know why the fuck I do. Second of all, I'm driving around right...
Well, you might have The live number that we used to give away, and it spells out jizz. The last four numbers spell out jizz.
Fucking nigger bitch in
what?
Front of me.
Oh, well. Perfect call for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Yes, go
right
on.
Now this fucking nigger bitch in front of me is driving me up a goddamn wall.
Okay. This is a coontac tale of sorts.
God, I'm gonna punch her in the fucking cunt, Tim.
Well, okay, well, what did she do to you? He's just angry today.
Jagu, Tim. Mike from Tulsa here.
Jagu!
I just was listening to your episode with the wonderful new theme song for the show, Hitler Fucked Your Grandma, and I thought it was fantastic. Wonder if anybody else out there thought what I thought, that guy's voice doing the lead on it sure sounds like you doing one of your little songs.
I wonder why that is.
It probably doesn't.
Not
but
me.
There's definitely a similarity there. And while I got you on, you ever going to send out those 12 Days of Distortion gifts? Still waiting on my Batman Arkham Asylum there.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I got to get those out. Next shipment of Distorted View store stuff. I will send out all of the Christmas presents. And what are we? We're still in January. I'm okay. It hasn't been a month yet, even. All right, guys. Remember, Distorted View Store. There are discounts on just about every item. You don't even need to use coupon codes. You'll see the item, and then it'll have a little icon next to it saying sale. That's how you know you're getting a good deal. All right, so check out the Distorted View online store. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it oh God?
Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good?
Because I'm black.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Yeah!